vaccine is out there. But it would be some time, a few months before everyone gets it. However, you want to be tested. You want to be safe. These days, airlines and other companies do need a certificate with negative result for you to travel. Without the test, you are not allowed to enter certain premises. So we're talking about the RT-PCR test, not a COVID vaccine. This is a RT-PCR test being offered, not a COVID vaccine. They are doing individual and group testing both. Group testing for more than 20 people can be done at your site, your location. If any of the organizations are interested in setting it up at their premises, they will do it. Simply send an email with your name, your phone number to vinod49@gmail.com. vinod49@gmail.com, and you can also call him at 832-563-0919. There is absolutely no charge to the individual. It is either insurance company, Medicare or Medicaid. A mass testing has been organized to take place on Sunday, February 7th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the GSH Event Center, which is the Gujarati Samaj of Houston Event Center, located at 9550 West Belford. Simply call Vinod Shah, 832-563-0919. Vinod, a community member who's always happy to serve the community. IACAN, the Indian American Cancer Network, coping, caring, connecting. IACAN ensures that no cancer patient has to travel the tough journey alone. And now we bring to you The Health Factor, sponsored by IACAN. The upcoming event organized by IACAN for the benefit of the community is a yoga session series starting February 7th, Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. My guests this morning are Dr. Anjali Kanojia and Asma Musa. Dr. Anjali Kanojia is a social scientist, a certified yoga practitioner. She utilizes classical yoga techniques and works with individuals to reduce physical and mental health issues. Anjali Kanojia is a board member of the Indian American Cancer Network. My second guest is Asma Musa, a registered nurse. She's also a certified integrative health and wellness coach, is a two-time cancer survivor, and is on the board of Indian American Cancer Network. Good morning, ladies. My name is Meena Dutt, and I am very happy to welcome you on the show this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Meena Ji. How are you?
I am good. I am good, and now better that I'm talking to you.
So,
okay, to begin with, Asma, can you please briefly share with our listeners IACAN's goals and the functions?
Sure. IACAN is a non-profit 501c. It serves, the mission of our group is, our mission is to be resourceful for cancer in the community support the Indian American community in any which way we can. If you're faced with any kind of cancer issues, IACAN will navigate that for you. You know, every Indian American reduces cancer risk by maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and no Indian American travels the cancer journey alone. That's our other vision that we have. So it's open to any South Asians that even are overseas that are planning to come here to get their treatment. They can call us. We have a website on the Facebook. They can message us or call us, whichever way they can, and we will navigate their journey for them while they're here getting their treatment.
Okay, and next question to you, Anjali. Let mm-hmm. me, now this event that is coming up, Mind Body Healing Yoga, and let me ask you, how does yoga fit into the mainstream medicine?
Yoga here in the Western biomedical system is often seen as a complementary or alternative form of medicine, meaning something that can be done in tandem with whatever mainstream therapies that people are receiving for issues related to cancer or anything else, right? Mm-hmm. So it fits in, but it's known as complementary medicine, integrative medicine, or comparative medicine. So it definitely has a role. It's one of the more popular forms of therapies that people seek in conjunction with, again, whatever else that they're experiencing in the medical system.
Uh-huh. Ashma, being a cancer survivor, have you made yoga an integral part of your daily routine, or do you believe it helps to prevent cancer from happening, or does it help to deal with it?
I definitely am 100% have experienced that the meditation and yoga are really healing tools while you're going through something. You know, it's not just cancer, but any type of struggle that you're having. I think we should definitely practice this on a daily basis because it gives your body and mind a chance to rest. It gives your body and mind to also kind of focus on the positive, and the positiveness is how many times do you stop and listen to your breath? We don't. We are so busy. Our lives are chattering all the time. So definitely it has helped me a great deal mm-hmm. while I was going through my journey with cancer. And when my doctors would ask me, you know, do you need any kind of sleeping medications, or I said, no, you know what, the yoga and the meditation that I do before I go to sleep really helps me to calm down, so I do not need anything. And so, you know, with my own personal experience, I feel this is a art, it's a gem that every person should learn and implement in their life.
Mm-hmm. And now, as you mentioned, every person, Anjali, is mm-hmm. yoga good for just every person or only certain people? Even people who don't have any health issues, should they be also?
Mm-hmm, yes, so that goes back to your previous two questions, right? Yoga is for everyone, not just for people who may be affected by any kind of illnesses. Yoga can be done by anyone and everyone, even little children, 3 years of age and older, can practice yoga. So it is a preventative form of, I don't want to say treatment for people who are healthy, but it has prevention aspects because you are in tune with yourself. And, of course, when people are suffering from certain things, therapies can be specifically designed to counter various side effects from mainstream therapies, such as, we'll come back to cancer again, mm-hmm. Radiotherapy, chemotherapy, any kind of therapies that people are undergoing. Yoga provides a form of coping mechanism, right? Mm-hmm. It provides calmness to the mind. It actually provides a lot of acceptance about the disease. So people are not hating themselves, right? This loathing, like, why am I sick?
Lessens the agitation.
Yes, and again, and real quick, I want to add that when we say yoga, according to classical literature, yoga encompasses physical posture. It also encompasses breathing or pranayama, and it also, meditation, dharana, dhyana are also part of yoga. So when we say yoga, all those three things are included.
Now, you are a yoga or yoga practitioner, Anjali. You know that there are so many yoga classes being offered these days, and there are so many studios. There are so many types of yoga as well. Please share with our listeners how to pick the right style of yoga and how to pick the right class.
That is a great question, and many people are grappling exactly with these types of questions. Sometimes they even ask their doctors, like, what kind of yoga do I need to practice, right? And we don't have a system established yet to where, you know, mainstream healthcare workers can even guide people to say, hey, go do this class or do this type of yoga. So this is a really good question. Traditionally, there are a handful of lineages that have existed in India from centuries ago, and they're still in practice. So if people want to do a little bit of research and kind of pick and choose according to what has existed for a while, that is one way to do it. Or the other thing is just take a yoga class. See what you like. It's like, you know, deciding to swim. Go put your toes in the water, get a little bit of experience to see whether you want to take a big dive into the pool, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So different types of yoga, you don't have to get too involved in that question just yet. My thing as a practitioner is go take a class, see how you like it, see what aspects you like, and that will automatically allow you to dig further and find the right teacher or then, you know, a guru or whatever for you. That would be what I would suggest.
Okay. And those of you listening right now, this is The Health Factor, sponsored by IACAN, the Indian American Cancer Network. And my guests this morning are Dr. Anjali Kanojia, a social scientist, a certified yoga practitioner, and Ashma Musa, a registered nurse. She's also a certified integrative health and wellness coach and a two-time cancer survivor. Tell me, Ashma, how important, how effective, how prevalent is yoga for cancer during this pandemic time, in your opinion?
Great question, too. It has actually been really great to have social media. At first, when this pandemic occurred, I you know, have my meditation group that I actually meet you know, twice a month, and with this pandemic, I was unable to do that, and it was kind of sad because I was missing my people, meeting them and having that support group and meditation session. So when I heard of Zoom and social media, I said, okay, we can create this on social media and still be connected. And when I sent out an email to all my people, they were so excited. They were like, it was like something to look forward to, even though while they're home. You know, being in the situation we are in, you know, we haven't been able to go out and socialize and be in big groups. So this has been an awesome way to reconnect again on social media. And I was able to continue. And in fact, I felt there was more need for this now than ever, because I was noticing some of my clients were starting to sort of get down. And, you know, the depression was starting to get
Sit
their
in.
Best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I started meeting with them, they were looking forward to that. So what I did was, instead of going right into meditation, I first would connect with all the ladies and just to find out how are they feeling today. And it was amazing how one person said something, maybe the other person, you know, was feeling the same way, and they thought, okay, you know, this is normal what we're feeling. And there was a lot of unknown things that were going on in our minds, like, you know, questions and are we doing this right or whatever. And so we connected as women on the Zoom calls, and then I would get them settled down, and then we would focus on the main topic that was affecting everybody. So, you know, one of the meditation sessions I did was just on hope, and I, you know, walked through, you know, with them. And it was amazing. And yes, there are different ways of doing meditation as well, just like yoga. Some people do yoga really well in yoga and the meditation in just silence. Some people like a little soft music in the background. Some people like to do it in nature. So these are all connecting, you know, to the nature and what makes it easy for you to connect to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So those are different ways of looking at how we can implement this and where you are, and finding a place in your home which is the safest that you feel, the happiest that you feel. Those are really small, important things before you get started with a practice like this. You have to be connected, meaning that, you know, there should be no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to connect with yourself and, you know, really get the essence of this practice. It's such a holistic practice.
Okay.
And Anjali, you know, you said that how do you find the right yoga for yourself? So
mm-hmm.
That was a really good question because, and I wanted to share with you, when I first started doing yoga, after my surgery, my mastectomy, you know, 6 weeks later, I asked my doctor, can I go back and start doing, you know, and when I first took my first class, I was unable to keep up with the class because my upper body was so weak.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some moves I could not do. So I spoke to my instructor and I told her, can I modify? So she showed me ways to modify, you know, the upper strength. And so definitely whoever your teacher is, you need to be connected with them and let them know what your limitations are. And maybe you can modify that particular move.
You know, at this point, I have to take a quick commercial break. And then, Anjali, I'm coming to you. The mm-hmm. question being, how do you set up these yoga sessions? And especially for cancer survivors in particular. Mm-hmm. In fact, are there separate sessions for cancer survivors? One thing.
Okay.
And I'll come back to you with that. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Our special feature, The Health Factor, which is sponsored by IACAN, the Indian-American Cancer Network.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yes, Anjali, how do you set up yoga sessions, and especially, are there separate sessions for cancer survivors in particular?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so IACAN does wonderful work. I mean, that is the reason why I have joined this enthusiastic and passionate group of people. So we know that cancer is not just one disease, but a disease which has many common characteristics. So yoga interventions can be designed for this specific population. Also, we know that there is a difference between those who are currently undergoing therapies for cancer versus those who are survivors. But the IACAN's 8-week sessions are designed with certain modifications in mind so that the asanas are not strenuous, they're gentle, right? So what we do is, these are Zoom sessions. We do this online. This is going to be Sundays in the morning at 8 a.m. for 8 weeks. And what we do is I take the people through a gentle kind of loosening exercises so that prana flows better through the body. Then we actually do pranayama, and then we do specific meditations, which I have come up with, like an 8-week different meditations with aspects related to acceptance, self-love, being assertive and positive, and building general strength and well-being. And this has been a big blessing to do so over Zoom, as there has been a demand given the pandemic. So this is how these sessions are set up.
Uh-huh.
And though they are designed specifically for cancer survivors, the sessions are open to everyone. Last year when we did these sessions, they were super popular. People from different parts of the country joined in the Zoom sessions, so we are happy to offer this again. And to get the information for this, Meenaji, people can visit the website, iacannetwork.org. A flyer will pop up right away where there's a link. Mm-hmm. Where people can register.
Also, it's an 8-week program, yes. But what's the, and the duration is 1 hour, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And now,
yes.
Is it every day or is it every Sunday? Or
Every Sunday.
It's every Sunday. Every Sunday, yes. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And mm-hmm. Is there any charge for it?
There is no charge. This is thanks to IACAN. We are bringing this to the general population.
It's just a service. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
absolutely.
Also, Anjali, tell me, what is the best time to, I mean, since these sessions you are offering in the morning, so I assume it's mm-hmm. morning, but what is mm-hmm. the best time to practice yoga? Morning, evening, afternoon, night?
Yes, so, I mean, I personally think mornings work really well, especially for our busy lives, before we get caught up into the daily minutiae of things.
Uh-huh.
So early mornings are the best time. And especially for people who are recovering from illnesses, things like that, we become really stiff at night, and so early morning, this gentle movement of the body allows energies to flow better throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer to offer these kinds of sessions in the morning time.
But overall, I would say, I mean, I'm sure you agree that yoga is good for you. So whatever time you have, you can...
Absolutely. Right. But energizing asanas, like Surya Namaskar, you don't want to do before nighttime.
Okay.
That's just,
exactly. Right.
But yoga can be done any time of day. Yeah, so I agree with you.
Okay. And Ashma, you've been practicing yoga. Let me ask you that, how long should one practice yoga before you can actually feel the benefits?
So, I have to sort of start out slow. And so, usually what I did was I connected with my instructor first. And ask her, whatever move she's doing, can she modify it? And then slowly, because some of the moves are a little bit difficult, but don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can put in it. Practice makes you perfect, and whatever is perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't turn around and look at another person just because they can pull their legs a little bit tighter than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that you're getting less out of this. So really, the flexibility and it comes slowly. If you've never done it before, but be patient and be consistent. And if you feel there are certain moves that don't feel right, then don't push it because your body's not ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say in my case, it took me a good while to understand the whole benefits of each move as well, and learn that while you're going through. Why are we doing that? So I started, researching a little bit more on certain moves and things like that. Sometimes a lot of people have a lot of digestion problems. A lot of people have, really stiff, extremities. All these, there's so many benefits to yoga. And it's, like I said, it is an art that you have to understand, achieve at your pace.
Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, the benefits are there for definitely, but they are slow. And also, it varies from person to person.
It is an individual thing, but scientific studies show that it takes at least about 15, 16 weeks for people to start seeing results. Again, every individual is different, but this is what people see. And one of the biggest misconceptions, I echo Ashma's words, flexibility is not a prerequisite for yoga.
Okay.
Flexibility comes as a result of yoga. So don't think I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah. One last question, Anjali. Of course, during the COVID times, the classes are virtual. But during normal times, what is the preference? Like, can one continue to practice yoga at home, or studios are a better option?
So, of course, in person is better because the teacher or the guide can really see what the people are doing, what the practitioner is doing. And the thing is, we, of course, don't want to get hurt while practicing yoga. So, yes, Zoom, Google Meets are a blessing in a way because it's better than nothing. But, of course, in person would be the preference to do these things under some type of guidance.
Okay.
But when people get used to these practices and sequences, of course, they can practice at home.
Okay. And then also this upcoming event. Before we close this segment, please do invite the listeners to join the upcoming event organized by ICANN, Mind, Body, Healing, Yoga, and there's breathing meditation. You can just invite them once again and give the wish.
Yes, so it is going to be starting on February the 7th from 8 to 8:45, and you can register online on our page, the IACAN, Indian Cancer Network, .org, or you can go on Facebook and follow us, please, because we will be updating a lot of things on there and upcoming events that, so you should get connected with our Facebook page. And there's a lot of good information on there as well if you wanted to learn more about IACAN. And if you know somebody that is struggling with, their cancer journey, or they've just been diagnosed and you would like to, connect them with us, we would be more than happy to navigate them and hold their hand while they're going through this difficult journey. And this is why we're here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. And this segment has been very informative for everyone. And I
thank
hope.
You, Meena. Okay. Join us if you can Sunday morning.
Sunday morning is my show, sweetheart. So I am very much in the studio. I don't do it virtually. So, but anyway, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Maybe, maybe
you.
Another.
Very much.
Thank
it's
you.
Always a pleasure.
Always, Ashwa. Thank you. Thank you. And my guests this morning were Dr. Anjali Kanojia, a social scientist, a certified yoga practitioner. Second guest was Ashma Musa, a registered nurse, also a certified integrative health and wellness coach, talking about this special event, which is organized by ICANN, the upcoming yoga program, Mind Body Healing Yoga. It's an 8-week program. Starts Sunday, February 7th. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Instructor will be Dr. Anjali Kanojia. Location is online and there is absolutely no charge for it. ICANN can be contacted at 713-370-3489. Or log on to www.iacannetwork.org. You are listening to the Asian Hour Guru. KCHN AM 1050. बेकी बातें करें। फिल्म का नाम था जूली। दिल क्या करे जब किसी को किसी से प्यार हो जाए, बस बेकी बेकी बातें करें।